This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour. The Thursday program is upon us already. Tomorrow is Friday. Unga Bunga. What's going on with you in your life? We're sharing our lives and our stories with you here. The program can be followed on Twitter, too. DJV Show at DJV Show at Jennifer Horn at On Air Victoria at C. Schillen with two L's and two N's at Doug Steffen. No L's, one N. And you can like us on Facebook.com/D. JV, okay, get to some people in the news now. The story of Louis Eckel, who is the sheriff in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, caught on tape threatening to shoot a federal prosecutor because his Jewish eyes bothered the sheriff. Eckel is currently being charged with directing deputies to beat inmates in the jail's chapel where there are no security cameras.
Sounds like a nice guy.
That sounds like news that we should file in the category of stuff we're not going to talk about.
All right, here we go. Former Colfax County, New Mexico Sheriff's Deputy Vidal Sandoval pled guilty this week to drug trafficking and theft of government property. Undercover agents caught him not only shaking down motorists, but also offering to allow drug dealers to move their product through the county for a piece of their sales. It's like, thank you, Vidal. See, who else have we got here? I bring you these. These are not the normal negative stories. These are kind of silly, or in the silly category, maybe. You can tell me after I do a couple more of them whether you think they are in the silly category or not. Here's Deputy Prosecutor Trista Hudson's story from Porter County, Indiana, fired after it was revealed she withheld evidence in a child molestation case. The accused was acquitted after the judge found that Hudson had not informed the defense that one of the alleged victims was told to lie about what happened. She said it was an inadvertent mistake. There you go. University of Houston student government sanctioned Vice President Rohini Sethi for posting forget hashtag Black Lives Matter, more like hashtag All Lives Matter on her Facebook page. Student government officials decided it would be too difficult to remove her from office, so they suspended her for 50 days, required her to attend diversity training, required her to attend three cultural events per month, required her to write a letter of reflection, and required her to make a public presentation on what she learned. Because she put on her Facebook page, instead she put forget hashtag Black Lives Matter, All Lives, hashtag All Lives Matter.
Where was that?
This was in University of Houston student government.
Yeah. Wow.
Lovely, huh? Let's see here.
You're filled with them today. What else you got?
All right, one more. Let's see here. Riverside, California officer shut down a lemonade stand run by Eliza Andrews and her sister Adela for not having a permit. Their father went to get the permit and was told they would waive the $35 fee.
You need a permit for a lemonade stand?
Of course you don't. That's the stupidity. But then they go and they say, well, don't, you don't have to.
Oh, yes, you do in California. Are you kidding? Yes, you do.
All right, let's talk about Ivanka Trump. Everybody want to talk about Ivanka Trump? Well, I'm going to anyway. Anyway, she has built a fund for female entrepreneurs. There's a report this week that the, matter of fact, I'm going to read from it verbatim. The statistics and results prove that when you invest in women and girls, it benefits both developed and undeveloped countries and economies. Let's see here. She's in Berlin. She was at the wall I think, yesterday. And she told a reporter there that, quote, women are an enormous untapped resource critical to the growth of all countries. She says that her fund will provide capital to both small and medium-sized businesses run by women around the globe, and that the financing will not only come from her and the family, but various corporations that are being tapped.
I think some countries are also in that. Canada and Germany, yeah. I think, have also pledged some money to that. Yeah. That's great. Right. No, I think that's wonderful if she does that. That's all for it.
Yep. She also crossed her father.
Did you see in the tax?
Oh, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah.
What?
In the tax reform plan that they released yesterday, they have that tax credit for working mothers for child care.
Right. That's her doing as well.
That was an initiative. Right. That's an initiative of Ivanka.
Yeah. So there's two things. Here's one more. This may or may not be something that you like, depending on how you feel about Ivanka Trump. I feel that she's quite a positive role model and quite a good influence on her father, frankly. But she's crossed her father, and I don't know that he said anything about it yet. Yesterday, when she was in Berlin, she said the U.S. may have to admit more refugees from Syria, which is not something.
She said that?
Yes.
Wow.
She said that yesterday. Her comments questioned the basis for the president's two executive orders. Let's see here. Advisors, blah, 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 blah. She said, quote, I think there is a global humanitarian crisis that's happening. We have to come together and we have to solve it. She did an interview with an NBC reporter while she was in Berlin. So she was interviewed by everybody in the world. And for each interview, she came up with a different item, which I thought was kind of cool. Three different interviews, three different items. Clever. Smart.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. So.
Helpful. Yeah, but I mean, I think this is helpful, don't you?
I so far, I like everything she said, yeah. I mean, you know, I like some of the things that I've seen her say, I don't like because it just feels like she's echoing her father's sort of bullet points of, you know, everything's fake news. And it's like, okay, blame the media. So she's smarter than that. And I think she's smarter than her father. And I encourage more of this. And I think that, you know, I think it was terrible that she got booed. I thought that was really uncalled for.
Right.
And I think she's trying. And so this is liberal women who were very much against Trump. She was our beacon of hope. And so I want her to do more of these things because she still is our beacon of hope, and I think that she is a very good role model for women, and I think that she's an incredibly smart businesswoman. So
this points out to me is how foolish it is to label people and try to put them into a box. That's what all of this says to me. Just because she's her father's daughter doesn't mean that she might. You think my daughter agrees with everything that I say?
Huh. Right.
You think that? Do you agree with everything your father says, Victoria? I know that Jennifer and her mother disagree on things. I don't know how much.
And my dad and I, too. I mean, we
and
can,
how the business is run.
Yeah. Not 100%, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
healthy, actually.
Of course it's healthy. But the news media loves to, and I know that you guys get annoyed with me when I do this, but I try to separate because we've become sloppy, in my opinion, in terms of referencing what these various divisions are, in the so-called media, because there's the entertainment media, there's the print media, there's the there's so many different types of media. So when we use the term media to apply to news media, it rankles me a little bit. And so sometimes I correct you, and I know sometimes you don't like it, but I find it.
Trump always says the media, the media, the media. So
right.
it's
but it isn't. He's wrong. It isn't the media, the media, the media. It's the news media, the news media, the news media. That is, maybe because I was an English teacher, and maybe because this sort of thing is important to me. Where we go with our language, how we use verbs and nouns, how we describe things, I think they're important. In the age of quick communication and sloppiness, when people use abbreviations for everything and symbols for everything, when you use the
emojis
the,
and
right. I mean, the language, the English is a beautiful and a very difficult language. If you talk to anybody who comes here, we think it's difficult to learn Chinese because there's 6,000 dialects. Yeah, okay. So it probably is difficult to learn Chinese. Anything that doesn't use our alphabet is tough to learn. Russian's the same way. But we have, if we focus on the Romance languages, And understand that the European alphabet, the Roman alphabet, which was responsible for obviously all of the, starting from Latin, and then the Italian came out of that, and then Spanish came out of that, and French and English came out of it. It all is a, if you listen to it, it's a beautiful sound to hear some of the words and what they mean and as it flows together. And I'm not trying to overcook this, but we have, when you listen to the poetry that comes from writers in English, or you listen to some of the songs and some of our most romantic or popular, wonderful songs, there's a beauty to it. And I just think it gets lost. So every once in a while I go off on the deep end, or some people think I do. And, you know, I'm entitled to do that, but it has value to me. And it bothers me when the value just sort of goes up in smoke. All right, so there, I've said it. Ta-da! Last name in the news today is Chris Pratt, who was interviewed in Men's Fitness magazine discussing Hollywood's unwillingness to represent people like him. Quote, "I don't see personal stories that necessarily resonate with me because they're not my stories. I think there's room for me to tell mine and probably an audience that would be hungry for them. The voice of the average blue-collar American isn't necessarily represented in Hollywood." There was some backlash to his comment about essentially not seeing straight white working-class people on screen, seeing as there are many movies that do not feature just that. He realized his comment was a mistake, and he apologized on Twitter, saying, quote, "That was actually a pretty stupid thing to say. I'll own that. There's a ton of movies about blue-collar America." So now the Internet is buzzing because he gave an actual apology without blaming anybody else. And that's a lost art, too.
Oh, yeah, it
really
is.
Nobody stands up and takes the blame. Like earlier this morning, we had an argument, and I said, you know what, I was wrong. When we didn't have a real argument, but Victoria was upset with me because I said something about Gayle King. And
Victoria's ahead of her fan club, so, you know.
Yeah, right. So Chris Pratt comes from Sudbury, Massachusetts, the next town here to me, in Framingham, and isn't he Captain America?
No, that's Chris Evans. Chris Pratt is in Guardians of the Galaxy,
and he was
in Jurassic World and Parks and Recreation.
But so I always get the two of them confused, don't I? Chris Pratt.
I kind of get them confused.
There's a lot of Chris's who are
Chris
playing
Pine.
Like Ryan.
Chris Pine, exactly. They're all playing superheroes, so it's kind of easy to mix them up. But I'm not surprised by this. He's a super duper genuine guy.
Yeah, he seems to be.
So,
yeah.
By the way, do we think he needed to apologize for that? I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares?
Well,
I don't know.
But
if he was
being sensitive.
Yeah, I think that there are. I think it's true that there are a lot of movies about the demographic he's talking about, but whether he needs to apologize, I don't know. Everybody needs to apologize for everything now. So
I'm sorry. We're sorry. I guess enough of that. Mm. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Stop, please. It's 20 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 Tala jumping jeans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electrics, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebates. Plus the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Time for Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. That means we go back in time to when music was better than it is today. Of course, that's an adjusted opinion from yours truly. These are the top five songs this week in 1971, if you will. First one belongs to Neil Diamond. I never did care much for this. This was the last year. Was it? No, it wasn't the last year. I was a disc jockey. It was last year as a teacher. But I was teaching and also doing an afternoon jock spot on a station in Boston. And I remember I wasn't supposed to talk about anything that had to do with the music other than the music. I couldn't talk about Neil Diamond, for example. I could just talk about the song. And
that's weird. That seems like anti-jock really prep. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, but they had all kinds of strange rules. It was a 5-minute window each hour that I could talk, and that was it. The rest of it was just, here's the song, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Anyway, so number five this week in 1971 belonged to Neil Diamond, I Am I Said. And nothing special there, anyway. I never thought such a great song. Okay, next one. This is good, though. This is a good one. Number four from this week. From Paul McCartney, Another Day. At the office where the papers go, she takes this is so McCartney. Drinks another coffee and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day.
Is this in the Wings era?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, this is early Wings. It's just another day. But it doesn't. It was like, you know, under the circumstances, when you heard a Harrison song, you knew it was a Harrison song.
Mm-hmm.
You heard a McCartney song, you knew it was a McCartney song. You heard a Ringo song, you knew it was a Ringo song. Lennon didn't really have enough time. Well, he did, sorry, because he killed.
I love his solo stuff.
But yeah,
Lennon's my favorite.
Imagine, yeah, right. That doesn't surprise me. Why does that not surprise me?
I don't know.
Surprise me at all. All right, number three this week, 1971 is the year. Jackson 5. This was their last number one song before they sort of all went off on their own. None of them did anything except Michael. That's a good song. Would you look back, either Kara or Jennifer, to the year they had the Jackson 5 had their first hit? I think it was ABC. I want to say it was 60. 566.
Their first hit?
Yeah. I think it was ABC, but you can just tell me what the first hit was in the year if you don't mind. Meanwhile, we move to the number two song this week. This was a fabulous success. Unfortunately, Marvin Gaye didn't get along well with his father, who was a minister, and his father didn't like his lifestyle, so Marvin came home one night from partying, and his father said,
Whammo.
You can't do this anymore, and he said, who do you think you are? Father got out a gun and shot him, and that was the end of that.
All right, so we have a little Jackson 5 update for you. It looks like they got worldwide notoriety in 1969 with their first Motown album. Diana Ross presents the Jackson 5, I Want You Back, and Who's Loving You went on to sell 2 million copies in 6 weeks.
So it was 69? I thought it was earlier than that.
That's what it says.
Huh. All right, thank you, Jennifer, for that research. What's going on? One of the classic R&B songs that gets played everywhere, and it still has so much meaning today. Listen to this. Great. It's a great message in this occasion. You never listen to the song all the way through. Listen to it. Great, great message. Okay, number one song. This song stayed at number one for 6 weeks. Three Dog Night. Jeremiah was a bullfrog, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This song's called Joy to the World. Past the hour on the DJB Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Missing pets. Nothing could be more worrisome or devastating to a pet guardian to come home and find out their pet is missing. Listen to these statistics, folks. Approximately 5 to 10 million pets are lost every year, and less than half are returned. But pet guardians can take a number of steps to give their pets the best chance of finding their way home. First of all, provide your pet with the proper ID and a microchip. And as soon as you notice your pet is missing, immediately start searching right away. Don't say, well, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go in an hour. Look right away. Advertise, 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 offer reward. And this is important. Physically go to your shelter and shelters surrounding your neighborhood consistently. The volunteer you spoke to on Monday might not be there on Tuesday, and you don't want the opportunity of your dog to be adopted to someone else or even worse, euthanized to take place. So make sure when you lose your pet, you check right away, go to the shelters, contact the policeman, and check with the mailman. They know every nook and cranny in the neighborhood. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to 4 lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. Yes, see you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 month credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan while supplies last. Cover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees. Just $4.99. $5 taller jumping jeans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electric. $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The hour. It is on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria Karashilin at the controls. Doug, we don't really know where he is. But we'd like to play this game every once in a while. It seems like once a month we play the game, Where is Dougie, right?
Yes. I call him the ninja, because as soon as we go to commercial break, he just disappears like a ninja.
He does. He's like stealthy. He's looking for berries, or he's going to the bathroom,
did
or he's shouting cows. Shout
out me? What's going on here?
Of course we did.
So what did
we
you talk
to.
About?
Where were you?
I think you just hit it right. I was
herding cows or going to the bathroom.
The cows are not to be herded. I was thinking about something that Victoria relayed to me a few minutes ago. You can connect with us, as you know. You can send an email to me, Doug at DougStefan.com. Also follow us on Twitter with notes at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and send us notes on Facebook as well, /DJV Show. As somebody complaining about the number of women who are on the program. And I reflect on this with, there's no animus here. It's just sort of intriguing that this guy finally got it. Sir, I didn't just get out of a box. I've been doing this radio program for 29 years, and I've been on the air for 53. I think I got it pretty well down. And the reason that there are a lot of women on the air is because I want to present the women's point of view. What do you think about that? What an idea. What a concept. There's too many women on the program.
We're surrounding you, you know?
It tickled. It just sort of tickled me.
It's a coup.
The way that he put it. And so under the circumstances, I don't know. I find it. Somebody finally got it. This guy finally got it. Yes, sir. There's a reason there are three women on this program and one male voice. Because I want, and I have a sensitive sort of style. I'm in touch with my feminine side. So we're interested in having women's points of view because we want to have women listen. You can listen. We want you to listen. And then you can complain about how many women.
But the other thing is that the interesting thing about that is that saying something is too female heavy. We're not talking about manis and petties. We're talking about.
We could.
I mean, sure, we could. Right. But, you know, we talk more about balls than manis and petties. And we can talk. Well, yeah, I mean, we can talk about, you know, we talk about everything. So yes. I just think it's so funny. It's gender neutral, and we talk about the news, right. You know, and we're not slanting it to only female stuff. So I think that's just very, you know, whatever.
It's all perception.
That's just your hormones talking, Victoria.
There you go. All right. So a couple of names. I was reminded that I left a couple of people out of the people in the news today. Johnny Depp.
Is he in trouble.
Well, he yesterday announced he was going to sue his management group for $25 million because he said that they neglected his account and they stole money from him. The company is run by Joel and Rob Mandel. He says they didn't file his taxes on time. They took out high interest loans on his behalf. At the moment, he's $40 million in debt. Now, how does this guy, who gets paid almost that much for doing every Pirates of the Caribbean movie, how do you dig yourself that kind of a hole? And his ex-managers said that his lavish lifestyle costs him $2 million a month to maintain.
So wait, he's claiming he's in debt now?
He's $40 million in debt, he says.
So these
guys mismanaged his money. They didn't tell him to stop when he was spending $2 million a month for whatever he was buying.
Well, this was the guy who married the chick who was spending how much on her cat every month? Like $10,000.
Yeah. But when they went through those financial papers, and this is only, I think, in December when he got divorced, they said he was worth $400 million.
Yeah, well.
So that's weird.
He's saying that he's in the hole for $40 million and it's their fault.
Well, we can expect five more Pirates of the Caribbean movies then.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Or he could just go on Twitter and ask Zuckerberg for a couple million like Kanye did. That worked out for him, right?
Yeah,
right.
Well. All right, Nicolas Cage broke his ankle yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Filming a movie, a heist. This is something new for him, a heist action film. And he was doing his own stunts. And the only reason I bring it up, two reasons. One, he looks awful. If you've seen him lately, he just looks old and worn out. Just doesn't look good. And secondly, what I find interesting are there's sort of a challenge laid down by Tom Cruise, who pretty much does all of his own stunts. Mm. And he said as much as real men, real actors do their own stunts. So whether Nicolas Cage is falling into that pattern because he feels like he ought to, we were talking about Chris Pratt earlier, and he does a lot of his stunts, as do some of the other these younger actors that are in the action films. They like to do their own stunts these days. The problem is that the insurance companies for the movies, they get nervous about it, to wit, now they have to pay for the complete costs of the movie to continue around Cage, or they have to stop production and still pay everybody because Cage broke his ankle. That's why they don't want the actors to do it. They're happy to pay some stunt guy to break his ankle, but they don't want the real actors.
Yeah.
But some of these guys have got enough starch, like Cruise and Cage. Say what you will about his, he's got a lot of starch. And he says, I want to do my stunts, and they're not going to argue with him. As Cruise says, I want to do my stunts, they're not going to argue with him. Some of the younger guys, they might. So there's Cruise. I mean, there's Cage doing his stunt, fall off the thing yesterday, breaks his ankle. So what does that do for the production? How long does it take for an ankle to heal?
I don't know.
That's a while.
Ask Kara. She broke her leg. I've never broken anything.
She was. You were like in a, wasn't it 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something? How long were you sort of wrapped up?
Well, it took about a month, I think, for it to heal totally. But then even that, I mean, then you have to basically learn how to walk again because you've been on crutches. And I'm sure, I don't know about an ankle, if you would just get a boot or if you'd be on crutches too. But either way, not fun.
An ankle is so hard.
And it depends too, because mine was just a straight break. So they just basically had to meld it back together. If it's shattered, it's going to take a lot longer. So feel bad for the dude.
Yeah.
A little bit.
She feels your pain, Nicholas Cage.
I feel your pain.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, that's the that's my update. I just do. I saw a comment that I'm not going to repeat on the other. It was pretty funny. Anyway, what do we have? Hey, don't we have a conversation with somebody about shopping in a moment? Ladies, are you ready for this? Yeah.
Yeah.
We always. Born ready to shop, please.
All right.
Shopping
so
right now.
Too girly.
We have, wait a minute, where's the guy who says there's too many women on the program? Can we call him up and tell him to make sure he's listening so he can pass along some of his information to his wife or his girlfriend? Or maybe he doesn't have either.
I was going to say if he has one.
And that may be his problem. All right, so anyway, this lady who is going to join us has a lot of background in personal finance, so I'm going to hope and guess that some of these shopping tips are going to be along the lines of very responsible purchases. All right, so looking for ideas. And by the way, one of the reasons that she's here is to give us, Mother's Day is only, 2 weeks from Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2 weeks from Sunday. So there may be in here, even though there's a point of view presenter, women are buying Mother's Day presents, right? I don't know why I always thought I was the only one in my family to buy my mother a Mother's Day gift. I don't remember what my sisters did, frankly.
They had to have bought her something, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
that was nice of you.
Yeah,
no kidding. Good son.
Yeah, I was very conflicted. That's another story for another time. Anyway, shopping tips for Mother's Day and how to spend your money having fun responsibly. How's that? We're coming right up to that conversation in a few moments here on the DJV Experience.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I said it's 44 after the hour. I said that we were having Nicole Lappin here, and I think people were wondering, wait a minute, I know that name. Well, you know it because she was the youngest anchor ever at both CNN and CNBC. She's been a business anchor, a special correspondent for Bloomberg. She has a money-saving, she's on the Wendy Williams show as a money correspondent. She's also the star of CW's business competition reality show, Hatched. So, Nicole, good to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to hang with you guys. It was a lovely intro, Doug. I want to hang out with you guys every morning for that.
Well, so I can introduce you. I can take a minute to introduce you.
Once
every time
you're here, he's not as nice, Nicole. That's the problem.
Okay.
Well, if you can follow me around at Slice, too, and just do that, that would be awesome.
All right, so I'm gonna start this, and then the ladies are gonna jump in here. You have coined a phrase, "be the boss of your own wallet." So let's start with that. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so BYOW, right? So we were just talking about Mother's Day. So, Captain Obvious, we are gonna go shopping. I am not the financial expert, who is going to tell you not to go shopping. I am just going to tell you how to do it more responsibly. So it's about taking control of your career, your finances, but also how you are going shopping, just doing it in a smarter way, planning ahead, getting your loyalty programs, getting your points back, so you can stretch your dollar as far as it can possibly go. So it's not about being delusional and not trying to, you know, say I'm not going to go shopping and cut it all cold turkey. It's about saying, yeah, I'm going to go Mother's Day shopping. Yeah, I'm going to go get a barbecue right now. Yeah, I'm going to do all that. But, you know, I'm going to be the boss of what my wallet does, not the other way around.
All right. So in doing that, what tips do you have? If it's things, whether we're buying things for Mother's Day or special purpose, or things that you got to buy every week or every month to keep the house running.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to be teaming up with Sears to talk about the spring Black Friday sales happening this weekend. So if you want to plan ahead for the Mother's Day shopping like your very good son doing, it's Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. We're all familiar, of course, with Black Friday. That happens in November. You sort of mentioned the holiday time as you were talking about Mother's Day. It feels like another holiday. So this is a cool time to shop where you can actually receive a ton more sales across the board in stores and also online. I mean, sales happen all the time, but, you know, one of my biggest tips is to celebrate the shopping holidays because not all sales are created equal. So it's really about planning out your shopping spree, not going willy-nilly, and that's how you shop like a boss, by recognizing the best time to buy. You know, I also say as another tip to lose them when it comes to points. You know, they're like vacation days. You've earned them. You know, it's your hard-earned money. You might as well use them. You know, it drives me crazy when folks don't use their vacation time. It's the same thing that goes for unredeemed loyalty points. So, again, I teamed up with Sears, their Shop Your Way program. It gives you points that are linked to a ton of different retailers, not only for Sears, but Kmart, the Sears Auto Center, and also partners like Groupon, Uber, Hilton, Ulta. Doug, I know that's where you get all your lovely makeup for the morning, and a ton more.
You know, I have a question, because you mentioned the loyalty points, and I am a big fan of those. I love to cash out my points when I can, because I do like to shop, as I said. But what about store credit cards? Because I'm always torn. You know, you get that offer. You could save 10% today if blah, 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 blah. Are they worthwhile to do that, or does that hurt you financially, Nicole?
You know, it really depends, and it's not about going crazy with all the places. Like, you and me both, sister, we love to shop, you know, I get it, you know, but it's really about focusing on your favorite retailer, right? So you have to be really honest about your shopping habits. Like, where are you going all day, every day? Where, when you're typing in your browser, does the Google already know where you're wanting to go? And so when you have that favorite retailer, you really want to think about those free loyalty programs. Have you joined them already? If not, you know, you can't get the perks if you're not a member of the club. Especially the free rewards programs, those are no-brainers. That's really the best way to ensure that you're first in line for all the exclusives, all the savings, which is especially helpful when you're looking to buy those bigger household items. So, you know, we talked about spring, trying to get out for the barbecue and the whatever, and those bigger purchases are super important to keep, you know, those loyalty programs in mind, plus those surprise points you get throughout the year, which is like free money in your wallet.
Yep, free money. Everything's free. Hooray. Nicole, thank you for gracing us with your presence. That was fun. Nicole Lappin here on some important tips how to maximize your shopping dollars. 10 before the hour.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, Dr. Ken has actually done something that I'm proud of him. I talked to him last night. He says, I'm going to get on a plane tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. I'm going out to my daughter. His daughter is a junior at a school in St. Louis, and she's an artsy, craftsy major. She's an actor, she's a singer. So she's appearing in a sort of one of those, what do they call it, Victoria, when the actors come out into the audience and they become part of the play.
Improv.
Right?
Is that what you mean?
It's a dinner theater, and the waiters and waitresses are singers, and they sing, and you become part of. You become part of the show. They come to you and your table to sing a song and take your order and all that sort of thing.
Right.
So she's doing this, and Ken doesn't take time off. He's a lot like I am. He doesn't take a vacation. He takes a day here and a day there, and so I was so proud of him because. He hasn't done anything like this for I've known him for 12, 13, maybe 14 years. He takes a day, maybe here and there, but he decided he would take 2 days off and go to his daughter's school and spend a day with her in class, and then the evening performance on Saturday at this, whatever the cabaret is, and come back on Sunday. So he said, I hope you don't mind, I won't be there. I said, I think that's a perfect thing for you to do, and it is.
That's great.
It's his only child, only daughter, so it's an important thing to do that stuff. So, we don't have Ken here, but what I do have is some warnings for you from the people at IBM, who I don't know why they picked on this, but I thought when I saw this is perfect. Documents that you should be shredding, things you should not keep around the house. I'll tell you what they are in a moment here on the DJV Experience.
The mother of all worries, 4 of 5 working moms say kids' issues, including 75% of teens, who need to straighten their teeth. Here's Nicole Feliciano.
Forget the braces. Now treatment with Invisalign clear aligners is up to 50% faster. They've introduced 1-week wear aligners that improve your teen's smile with a series of practically invisible custom aligners that gradually straighten teeth.
For new moms, it's how to tackle diaper rash.
I like Boudreaux's Butt Paste Maximum Strength. It treats diaper rash symptoms without harsh ingredients. It soothes on contact, so you can start relieving diaper rash in as little as 3 hours.
Talking diapers.
This is a wow. Huggies Little Snugglers diapers are inspired by parents' hugs, and now they have a new wetness indicator. When the stripe turns from yellow to blue, it's changing time. Pair them with Huggies Natural Care Wipes, designed to protect babies' delicate skin.
For kids 8 and up.
Make learning fun. Ozobot Evo is a smart, small, social robot that kickstarts a child's creativity, critical thinking, and tech skills. Ozobot invented their own color command language. Kids use the markers to draw a path for Evo to follow, or program it in the smartphone app.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees. Just $4.99. $5 Tala Jumping Beans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric. $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the Big One bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday. At Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
All right, items, Victoria, that we all should be shredding.
Mm-hmm. I'm making a note because I'm not great about this. I admit, I have to be better.
On what you ought to destroy. Boarding passes.
Ooh, never would have thought of that.
Boarding passes have your name, your travel plans, a barcode, free websites that can decipher these. They reveal your frequent flyer number. They if you pay for your credit, for your ticket with a credit card number is on it. So...
that's
shred
a good one.
Your boarding pass. Next, prescription labels. Whether stapled to the bag or the bottle, these labels list your name, the date of the dispensing, and again, the name, the strength of the drug, pharmacist's name, and how you paid for it. Do not keep prescription labels. Receipts. Shred all receipts that you don't save, those from credit card purchases especially, even if they only show the last digits of your card number, crooks can find the rest of the numbers. Pet medical papers. Keep records of major events, shred the rest, papers from a vet's visit, show a pet's name, people use to come to your house and steal your dog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.